Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bust down, rolling for the hell of it. It's my time to shine, spotlights is my element. Fuck a plain Jane, don't insult my intelligence. I don't plan on selling it, so I don't see the relevance. You niggas having pawn shop nightmares. I'm light years ahead of niggas, even on a light year. Dawn Perignon, stain the laces of my night years. Born poor, but I'ma die rich, nigga, life's fair. All right, we back. My expert opinion, the greatest show in the
world.
I like that. Yo, hit that like, hit that share. Let everybody know you in here. Don't cost you no paper unless you's a mother.
Hater.
And don't be one of those. Get hit the subscribe button. Share the episode. We about to have a classic one.
Sit back, relax.
Max, how you feeling?
Everything's on the incline.
I want to give a shout out to all the teachers just watching.
Truck drivers.
Mm-hmm. Everybody that's at work tuning in. Everybody that's, you know, just trying to get through the day. We here with you. You know what I'm saying? Hit that like button. We here. To the gang. Peace. Splat Murder.
What's up, my boy?
It's a nice hat.
That's right. I can't have it.
It's Spike Lee joint, right?
I'm gonna treat you how you treat me when it comes to them fittings, man. This nigga get a bag.
No, you can't, bro. But
why not?
A bag, a box.
He get a box.
He get a box.
Bag.
Facts. Come on, man. You know how it is out here, man. You just gotta have a plethora of hats.
The hat is official, though. I like it.
Good looking. Spike Lee, do the right thing.
Don't skip Chastity. She got fans in the comment section.
They said she's gorgeous.
They said she's bad, man.
She's so beautiful.
They said she look like a snack.
Let me get out the way.
A young snack.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. There was an episode with Chastity. I think you got up and you walked around the room and there was mad comments about that.
Perfect.
Facts.
Filthy. Yo, Chaz, give me your IG.
We were
IG.
Yo.
They can't afford a rate.
Jam, what's good?
Everything's good. I'm just sitting back, relaxed, trying to catch a contact. Sip this cognac.
So I watch
this money
through the laundromat.
That's it. That's all I got to say.
Gat facts.
If they touch mines, I react like
a rock baller.
Yeah, how that shit go.
And that leads you tonight.
Ever.
We got a legend in the building. Arguably one of the best lyricists to ever come out of Brooklyn.
Facts.
New York City.
Let's just put it out there. That's a big up right there.
No, it's a super big up. Because when you hear people like Eminem, you know, sing your praises for your rhyme patterns and how he studied them.
Mm. Right.
You know the status that he holds.
Right.
Listen, yo, we got AC in the building. Yep.
Big Brooklyn. Super big Brooklyn.
Yeah. What's it like being the coolest rapper ever, bro? Like,
listen, that's not my title. I don't know who giving that. Just taking it easy, living life.
In no situations ever is there any footage of AZ getting out of character. Nowhere.
Yeah, cool as a fan.
Except the video shoot. Cool that was scripted. Had to be a video shoot. That's it. Maybe a video shoot we... Shit, I'm lying. I don't think you had a video shoot.
What do you mean out of character? I'm confused.
Just like you just one of the coolest
suave
niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, it's not by design. It's just, it is what it is.
That's what it is. I was wondering if Foxy sent you.
Okay, what's that about? What's that story about?
We had a Smooth and Trigger.
Yeah.
On a pod, and they talked about how people were trying to get them to sharpen her pen, but they bigged up and was like, yo, Fox don't really... She didn't really need no help. But I think she just read the title.
We love you, Inga.
We love you, Inga.
Big Brooklyn.
Inga,
yo, Foxy, we love you.
Hold on. I didn't hear that. I see she got busy. Right. I've been in the studio 1,000 times. She write her own shit. If she did something on the side, I don't know. But me being there, I seen her put a pen, you know what I mean, to the paper. So I'm co-signing.
Yeah, co-signing. I co-signed too. I was Fox 5 for like a week. You know what I'm saying? But I seen her get down. You know, shout out to Inga, man. Don't take the titles.
So wait, how you knew she was frustrated about that?
Oh, I got a DM and it was all caps.
From her?
Yeah, and just the way it started off, I was like, yeah, I'm not opening that up. I'm not even gonna look at that.
She's still on it.
Word,
she went crazy on me. I ain't even gonna say what she said to me. But I love you though.
Word.
We can all get along. We can all get along.
The firm. Being part of one of the most notable rap crews in New York City.
Right.
No, let's take it back. Yeah, before that.
One of the first voices we hear on a hands down universally accepted classic project, then being called being recognized as one of the few dudes who could go bar for bar with who many considered the hip hop golden child back then.
Right.
And still to this day.
Right.
Like, and you still hold the title as being the guy who could keep pace.
And you know the crazy thing about it, when I was younger listening to these records, I thought y'all was a group already.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
that's crazy.
It's gotta be like the crew or something. And maybe Nas got a deal first.
Nas and EZ.
How did that happen? How did that come together?
Well, once again, nothing I do is by design. Me meeting Nas was a phone call with the homies. You know, homies be like, yo, I got a man from Brooklyn, get busy. Oh, my man from Queens, get busy. You know, and we was on the phone and there was a few people on the phone and me and Nas kind of more or less was in the same zone. So we exchanged numbers and we kind of dialogued periodically and then he was in the studio working on Illmatic. And happily, he's like, yo, come to the studio, man. You know what I mean? After a while, because I wasn't trying to get on. You know what I mean? So when I get there, I see him. And I'm like, oh shit! I thought he was like 250 pounds. You know what I mean? The way he pop, you know, the way he dialogue and spit the lyrics.
Right.
And just being there was good. Coming to vibe with him, you know what I mean? He's same height, same weight, same everything. So we kind of connected on that note. And being in the studio, seeing how he kicked it, and I'm there. He like, I think he was working on the last song for Illmatic. Mm. And we was in there vibing, and LES put the song on, and I was in my zone. He was like, yo, let me hear that. You want to hear this? Because I already know, you know, he's loved in the streets. Me, I rap, but it's not, I wasn't going for a deal at the time.
Right.
And then when I spit it, you know, everybody in the studio was like, yo, that's it. Like, that's what? They're like, that's it. All right, fuck it, that's it. So I didn't know it was going to make the album still. Like, we did it. We speak for about a week, whatever. And he's like, yo, I turned the album. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. He's like, and Life's a Bitch is on it. I was like, God.
Yeah.
I hated my voice, you know what I mean? Why? So I'm like, ah, shit.
Why did
you? I didn't know how I was gonna get perceived. You did? Because I already know with Halftime out and whatever joint he had out before he had Halftime and.
It ain't hard to tell.
It ain't hard to tell. Right. You know, they love him everywhere, you know what I mean? And I'm like, ah, shit. But I got love after that. So, you know, I just was vibing with him more, you know what I mean? Went on an Illmatic tour and got my deal through that. And then, that's a history.
But you say you didn't want to do. You want to look.
I didn't. I didn't. But if you got 10 people knocking on your door throwing you some money, that was a beautiful segue out the street.
Right.
Why didn't you want one?
Because he was in the streets.
Not only that, I didn't think I was qualified enough.
That's what I'm
in my
hearing.
Mind. Yeah, I didn't think I was qualified enough. But, I mean, you know, when you got a bar and he's the bar, his bar was up there. I'm like, you know. This is me. We talking about young. You know what I mean? I didn't think I was qualified. You know what I mean? But when the record got out there and people knew what it was, it was love after that.
Mm. But even with all these people saying, my man from Brooklyn, get busy. You got to come. None of that. Yeah. Dawn, the,
it don't dawn because the people always going to advocate for you. You know what I mean?
They don't know what to do.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of people
you I mean, even right. even putting your reputation next to somebody else right. means something. Like, if I'm saying this dude is nice and he shows up and he's trash, it's terrible.
But nobody was on then. Nobody cared. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, rap. Y'all rap. Nobody was on, so it wasn't like, yo, Kane want to hear it. You know what I mean? At the time, or Rob want to hear it. Then now it's like, I ain't spitting over it. You know what I mean? But when it's your peer and it's your peoples, they're getting on. It's like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you was just rapping in the street, like?
Yeah, just rapping in the street.
It was a hobby.
Yeah.
And with no ambitions to think about going to
get a deal. Think about it, but that dream then was like, you need a demo, you got to do this. Like, niggas ain't give a fuck really back then, you know what I mean? To be honest, it's like, if it happened, it happened. But it was like the goal, like, let me stack up and go do this and do that at that time.
Right.
That is wild. Yeah. Like, that's so wild.
But you got to remember, this is coming out of an era where there was the hustlers and then the rappers. You know what I'm saying? The hustlers kind of looked at rappers like, oh, you
just
funding
rap.
The rappers.
Definitely. That's a fact.
You'll spit around for us.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Entertain us.
They was the one with the money. The rappers was like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. And I won't put it out there, but what was your occupation at the time?
Of course. Trying to get it.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Where did that start?
When?
Yeah, when did that start?
It started from being young. Just that's all you see at that time. We talking about 80s. I'm an 80s baby. That was the era.
Right.
You wasn't doing that, then get the fuck out the way. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, I wasn't big time, but I was gearing up, you know, like everybody else trying to get there. And rap was a pastime hobby. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So was it a necessity thing? Was it, you know what I mean? I gotta take care of moms. I gotta take care of the family.
Well, as far as hustling?
Yeah.
Oh, this is you in the mix. That's it. Nah.
Just in the mix.
That's it.
Everybody around you is.
That's it. All the homies, that's it.
Now, I know people talk about it with Cormega and his struggle to kind of like leave the streets alone and get it going with the music. But, you know,
Mega to me was different. I think me meeting Mega, he was just coming home from doing an eight or something. So his story was totally different.
Right.
Maybe that was, you know.
But that was partly part of your story also.
To an extent, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't survival. It was like, it's there. Let's get it. Everybody around me, let's figure it out.
How long did you do that?
Let's just say 5, 6, 7 years.
That's a career.
Yeah.
That's a career. 6, 7 years.
You say that?
When did you decide to drop it, though?
The music come, beautiful check came, that's over.
Mm. Which check was it?
It was a check for a nice, pretty number.
Yo, I love doing interviews with these old school hustling niggas. They don't be wanting to tell you. They don't be like,
pretty number.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, it's a pretty number.
Somebody's watching.
Yeah, it's a pretty number.
It is what it is.
It's a pretty number. It was something that was legit, and it was something I could do. It was like, you know? Yeah.
But that was from Illmatic joint?
No. Get my own deal after that.
Oh yeah. I see.
That check, the Illmatic check, that was cool. That was cool. Cause it was like simultaneously, you know? Like, right. I went on tour with them. I wasn't thinking about getting money. It was a great opportunity. In the process, I was negotiating the deal. I got the deal. And now it's coming like, yo, man, I got like $400 for you. You know, for going on tour. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not thinking about it. I just signed a big check. He didn't know that yet. Mm-hmm. And he started laughing like, nigga, I got $10,000 for y'all. You know what I mean? It was funny. Because he thought I was going to say something. I'm like, okay, cool, thank you. Everything count.
Right.
You
know
what I mean? Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
$400 million you had in your pocket.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that was funny.
That was going to be my question. $400.
Like, but he was playing, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right.
What label was it?
That I got signed to? Mm-hmm. EMI.
EMI. That was the first joint.
I can't believe that these reluctant geniuses, all these stories always crack me up. Be like the nicest dudes ever and be like, maybe. I'll think about it. We'd have never had Doa Dog. We'd have never had like all these things.
But you got to understand it.
Scary.
It wasn't a dream. For some people, it was the dream. It happened. Cool. It was like, yeah, which angle? Like, we all looking for an angle. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it was an angle.
I dig it. Right. It's just, the journalist in me is always like, yo, we were this close to not having that guy.
Right.
We could have not had that guy. And yeah. He wasn't even thinking about it. Imagine if somebody said, well, my man from Brooklyn is nice, but he don't really give a shit. Let me call somebody else. And we don't get him on Nas's album because they called the next guy who they thought would take
The funny thing.
But would you have missed it? You wouldn't have missed that.
Yeah, we would have. The culture would have missed you.
Oh, yeah. You would have missed
Definitely.
That.
The culture would have missed you. You'd have been one of those dudes, first of all, because the guys who are co-signing you then are still around now. Right. They'd have been telling everybody, yo, this dude.
Coulda, woulda.
The basketball stories that we hear about. Yeah. All them dudes who never went to the league. And you go to the court, you see them doing magic. And it's like, oh, fuck, man, we could have had this. We could have had this.
This, right.
Who featured, how many artists featured on Illmatic?
One,
right? Exactly.
But let's but hold on.
You understand what I'm saying?
We was both just coming from out the trenches. So it wasn't like, you know what I mean? We didn't know what was going to happen.
But Nas would have had the opportunity because of the people that he was around as far as producers, Large Professor, Pete Rock, to get major people to get on his albums. But I need AZ.
No, it wasn't I need AZ. It was something that happened. Divine intervention. That's what
I got you. Well, I mean, when you look at it in retrospect, it was like, in my opinion, it was a necessity.
Right.
Being on that track was a necessity.
I agree.
I can't hear nobody else on that shit.
I agree.
Can't unhear it.
I agree.
So how was it transitioning out? Because I know it's tempting. You win a game, you get a check. You're like, yo, I could get like 20 bricks with this.
That was a thought. Hey, that was a thought. I'm gonna do one album, flop or to the top. We good, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm gonna go back to the streets. Everybody be happy. I don't know nothing else. You know what I mean? But
do or die.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Do or die. You know, did what it did, and it's history.
Right. But what was it like leaving that?
I wasn't stuck though like that. You dig what I'm saying? It was like I was supplying half a country. You know what I mean? That shit was like, all right, it's over. Yeah.
Did you have plans to move further ahead when you were in the streets? Did you see another
plans.
Thing?
No plans. I'd be funny if I said no plans.
That was it.
Not at all.
Just the streets.
Until the streets caught up to you.
Yeah, that's it.
No exit strategy.
At all. No.
Wow.
I don't think a lot have exit.
Wow.
You were like 19,
19, 20 at that time? 21, so, yes, sir.
Well, today's 20-year-old is different. They're being told by everybody and their mother to have an exit strategy. As far as the streets are concerned. Like, don't
Is the street still in existence to an extent?
Not every...
In what manner, though?
It all
getting money in the streets? That's totally different.
It's all changed.
Niggas getting money back then. I don't know what's going on now.
Niggas
so I'm
getting money online.
What you mean by that?
Niggas is using emojis so you could cop the fentanyl and you can cop the perks and the zannies.
Allegedly.
No, we ain't doing it.
Allegedly. There's a couple idiots.
But it transitioned. It ain't like how it used to be.
Right.
There's a couple idiots that inbox me every now and then and be like, yo, you know, that I know such and such, so yo, you interested in? And I'm like, what are these doing? Nah, it's real.
Block.
Yeah, block.
Block.
Peace, homie.
Smells like Rico. Rico. Hanging up on him. Everything changes.
Right.
The industry's not the same.
At all.
None of the players are, we was talking about DSPs a second ago, and you was like, I'm a Neanderthal. Nothing's changed. But the talent, the product doesn't change. Pardon me, but drugs are still drugs.
Facts.
Right? Regardless of how you move it around, who's moving it, where it's at, drugs are still drugs.
Facts.
Talent is still talent.
What?
Timeless talent is timeless talent. Mm-hmm. Somebody who was nice in 1990, whatever, 1980, whatever, if he had bars then, he's got bars now. Which is why your fans don't go anywhere. They just have different places to find you.
Right.
And people who appreciate fine dining, fine lyrics, good drugs, they always find the thing that they're looking for.
Feel good to still be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't lie. Feels good.
Yeah,
and they still, because, you know, sometimes your pen do fall off a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Feel good when it get better. I'm talking about a general writer. It happens.
Not yours,
some writers.
Man, come on. Man, I'm human. No, I must admit mine's got better with time.
Right.
I guess, true indeed. Facts. That's a fact. That's a fact.
We all know that, eh?
Like, that's a fact. I mean, but you got to understand, I'm living through it, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's still, you have your doubts sometimes. You know what I mean? To still outdo what you did last is a big thing. You know what I mean? And that's really the goal every time you're moving forward. Mm. You know what I mean?
And that gets intimidating for you.
No. That's the motivation. But everybody still can't accomplish that. Though you may want it, you still got to put the work in. You still got to really outdo yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like Dr. Dre, when we look at Detox, the Detox album, it's widely... accepted that his reluctance to put out a detox is because he's afraid he can't top what he's already done.
So he sneaks it out.
Yeah, under in other different under, forms,
under other names.
Exactly.
Right.
Another exactly.
project. What you mean by that? What you mean by that?
All right, so he
dropped.
He did a project.
He did the Compton soundtrack.
Right.
But the Compton soundtrack, some of those records was supposed to be on Detox.
Gotcha.
He did the song with Akon and Snoop. Kush.
Right.
Right? And Kush was supposed to be on Detox. Right. But that shit got released.
Okay. So little pieces
They said we've had Detox in like a couple of different forms. Like the Game album, there was beats that was supposed to be on Detox. And the Kendrick album, joints are supposed to be on Detox. Right. So he's like leaked it out slowly but surely, but putting that name on it is kind of like I have to outdo the Chronic, right. And I don't know if that gets intimidating to certain. Andre 3000, he's big on saying I'm not cool, I'm not hip.
Yo, I want to take full credit along with Mecca 50%.
All right,
for Andre 3000 announcing that he's releasing an album.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
When that happens.
Shout out to y'all.
It's coming out this month.
Oh, world?
Yeah.
That's problem real. Is it ain't got no bars on it. It's not rapping. It's like an instrumental flute album, but.
Wait, hold on. What's going on? What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Y'all think I'm joking.
He said kidding. That's what it's going to be?
That's the announcement. He's not rapping on it.
But he made that announcement or the label made that?
No, that's in, unless I misread the report.
It's a flute album?
So why are we clapping?
Wait, hold on. You said a flute or flute?
Yeah, because he's walking around with a flute.
You know he's been walking around playing a flute, woodwind like for a minute, and he's like making that
riding his bike and shit, man. God damn.
Listen.
Take my clap back.
You got to crawl before you can walk. We're going to get something. This may, if it gives him the itch, whatever it takes to get him in the booth. Like, I don't believe he can.
We can't pay for stuff like that on this platform. So, like, if you would have never dropped another album, we'd be up here like, yo, AZ, man, what you doing, man? You fucking up.
Yeah.
Cursing at you. What the fuck wrong with you? Come on, eh?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Shit, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Brooklyn shit.
I mean, it's definitely a standout because, you think about the class that you and Nas came up in.
Right.
And looking around at who's still relevant, who's still doing music. Right. It is a blessing.
Yeah. Right.
But going back to those times, you get this deal.
Right.
What are your thoughts? Because you were introduced on a classic album.
Right.
Is there pressure? Is the pressure immense? Like,
it's pressure because you want to say to yourself, can you outdo the greats? You know what I mean? So the greats is those you idolize, right? Because you idolize, well, for me, you know, the Rod, the Kane, the G-Raps, KRS, Slick Rick, you know what I mean? So now I'm on the dance floor. That's the pressure in your head, right? And then you like, what audience I'm going to capture? And then you just got to get to it.
So what was the game plan?
There's never really a game plan. There's really never a game plan because great expectation being great disappointment. There's never a game plan for me. It's just like, all right, this is what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to play myself the fuck out. I'm going to lock in and do the best I can do. And if it pop, great. Now I got a lane. I'm going to keep adding on. That's right. It. It's never a game plan for me. You know what I mean? Some people do live their life like that, you know. Like I said, great expectations bring great disappointments.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've seen some disappointments there.
What aspect? I don't know. We talking about music? No. No. I didn't see this. For me, moving forward, I didn't have a game plan. I just said, let me just put my best foot forward. You know what I mean? That's it.
This is bar privilege. This is privilege of being nice when you know you always got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like nothing else. It don't really matter. I can always do this.
Oh yeah, that I can always do. But then you can't measure your own talent, right? I may think something nice. I could play it right here. I'm like, it was all right. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I just put my best foot. I don't know. I'm just going.
So you weren't part of the I'm challenging everybody out there. You were
I never was on that. I probably would have
some
beef.
And I noticed that.
I'd have had all that. I did all that.
Because even when people took shots at you, your response
Only one, I think, took a shot.
And that was
one.
50.
That's it. But, you know, 50 was on a war path at that time, so.
Yeah.
And if you bring your name up, of course, you was doing something.
Right.
So it was a good look. I take that. At that time, I take it. But my whole thing was to get in. Like, I probably was thinking legacy and thinking money. I'm not thinking but that was a part of a strategy. My brain wasn't there at the time. My brain just like, let me just keep doing me. And now, so I can stabilize myself. Right. You know what I mean?
But you in the mix. I know you seeing it.
But it wasn't
you seeing counterparts but it, move that way.
You talking about far as?
Nas, Fox, just
but
war.
See, but now you know the character, right? You know, Fox is just always war ready. She just, it's like one of the homies I know that's always carrying that. He's on like that. Right. Nas, when pushed, you waking up a lion. You know what I'm saying? So when you know the characteristics, my characteristics was just stay out the way and get it. That's just me. Like, but I got all the characteristics that they possess. But I just know how to just
stay out
how
there.
I was raised. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if somebody crossed the gun line, then it's a problem.
Right.
Which no one ever does.
No, Fifth crossed the gun line.
But like I said, Fifth was on the warpath. I can't even tell. He was on the warpath.
I can't even say he did that. Because we've never seen AZ at war. We've never seen the foxy side of AZ or the ether side of AZ. We've never seen you go to that level.
And that's probably why it's hard to measure. Mm. Because usually you kind of like, okay, if I'm a great basketball player, all right, who else y'all think is great? When we play each other,
I'm going to bust his ass.
This is going to be the measurement. All right, cool. This dog, yeah, this the best nigga. Y'all say he the best nigga? Oh, drop 50, nigga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now who the best nigga? You know what I mean?
Right.
So being that you played it safe, like, okay, all right, I'm not trying to get involved with none of this
shit.
I
wasn't running from that. I didn't play it safe. It just wasn't my zone. Like,
right.
Wasn't my zone. Maybe in my mind, I'd have probably took it too far, right? It's so... I'm not gonna play with that. Some people could play with it, like, oh, they rapping, ain't nothing gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. For you, it was like, nah.
Nah. For me, that's my mindset, yeah. It's a fact.
I'd rather have it the other way. Were you worried that it would go beyond music?
Facts.
No, he wasn't worried. He was sure.
I wasn't worried.
He was sure.
It would have, yeah. When you got certain elements around you, it's a fact.
Right.
And you had those.
Of course. Everybody did. At that time, coming up. I mean, the Nas and the Jay thing happened after the Big and Pac thing, which, of course, was like, all right, we done seen that. We ain't gonna do that again.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? Let's do it on wax. You dig? It could have went that way, I'm sure. You know, they both powerful individuals. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. We've heard the Pac and Nas story.
Right.
As far as, like, Pac barking on them and Jungle and everybody being there. Yeah. But that was close, but never got... to where it could have been.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I don't know.
No, he was here. Like we
okay,
had,
gotcha.
We had them tell us. I'm not
okay.
I'm
got
not,
you. Got right. you. Got you. Okay.
Freestyling it. They told us. But I think. Well, first of all, if you dissing AZ, you got to really.
It's like why?
I'm talking about. I'm gonna talk about you like you're not here. Dissing him, you almost say like, well, what did you do to AZ? Like. But if he gets mad at somebody, you're almost looking at them like. Oh,
right, but even the response was like. You can never fuck with me, nigga. I see what you're doing over there, though. I see what you're doing. So just keep doing that.
It's cute.
Just keep doing that.
Oh, look at
you. It was like, it's cute. It's cute, nigga.
But go ahead.
Back to doing this.
Right. Some artists, they just acknowledge your pen when they mention your name. Like Fifth, acknowledge your pen if he mention your name. You know what I mean? He ain't going to mention you if he don't acknowledge you.
If you a dun-dun-dun, right?
Yeah. So, right. Like,
that's what I said. Yeah,
when he mentioned AZ. He mentioned like something from the Lost Boys,
Cheeks,
and all of that. He respect niggas.
How did Robbie mention that? Those were all greats.
Yeah,
everybody on there, RZA, Pun, everybody on there was a great. Everybody he talked, 50 Cent, everybody on there was. I mean,
he acknowledged all of them though.
Yeah,
he definitely
everybody on there was a great.
Did it you see personal. Him after he took the shot?
Nah, I'm not saying.
Never ran into him.
No,
at all.
Do you ever worry that the way you carry
what
is detrimental to an era where being seen is almost necessary? Where having quiet money, which has been your philosophy your whole life,
but
we're now in an era where attention is the new currency.
I don't give a fuck about shit like that. I don't live my life for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not, how they would say, a savage in the pursuit of happiness. It's just, I got my lane. obviously I'm chilling. I don't know. Y'all can't. I don't know. People can't see it. It's okay if they don't, right? Because I'm not here to. I'm not here for the people to see. But when you do see, you know, chilling.
Well, entertainment. Right. That. But that's they've turned entertainment into a game of being seen.
Oh yeah, facts. I don't have to follow that though. Nah. Plus, I've been in the game forever, right? Mm-hmm. If I do that now, y'all look at me cross-eyed. If I start acting like a fool, like now I'm beefing, now I'm acting up. Nah, we ain't doing that.
No, you don't do interviews. We don't hear
collabs. It's too much. Y'all be watching the circus like a motherfucker, man. A lot of gossip, a lot of that drive me crazy. Yeah. I wonder how people even do it.
I think at this point,
it's real entertainment now. Before, when we was coming up, it was real shit. Like Nas got 30 niggas with him. I got 30 niggas with me. Everybody come big got 30 motherfuckers. It was real. Mm-hmm. We didn't. If you gonna, if nobody sneak this, and you gonna do something, it's on. Period.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why would I do that for a come up? If my talent can't do it, I don't need to be here.
Oh my God.
Personally, I don't. That's how I really feel sincere. Right. If my talent can't do it, why would I even?
We got to put that on the shirt. I wish more people felt like that. We'd have a lot less clutter. If my talent can't do
no,
it.
You don't. No, you don't. Because I know motherfuckers sit back and enjoy that shit. Like, yo.
But sometimes that's all they got, so they go hard with it.
Right.
You can't knock them, Neva, but for I me, can. It's not my... You know what I mean? You got to conform mentally to do that. Your character got to be of that. My character is not of that. Let me do anything to get... Oh, fuck that. Let me just pull the joint out right here. You know what I mean? Camera's going... We'll get locked up for a year or two. I'm going to sell a bunch of records. No, I'm not dissing nobody. I'm just saying it's not for me. It's not that.
Right.
I want to be in the streets. I want to be around the family. I like doing things. I like eating. I like driving cars. You know what I mean?
Right. That's never been your vibe. So what was it like working on that first album?
The Do or Die was, like I said, it was like, how can I keep up with the greats? But it was good though, like, you know, with the Pete Rock joints and LES giving me a classic, it was good. It was like, oh shit, okay, I could do it. Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? It gave me my confidence to you know what I mean? It
did. That you can play here.
Right.
Did you match your own expectations? Did you accomplish the goal you wanted when you heard the album?
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. It wasn't to the full potential to me, but it was some joints on there that was like, regardless of what people will say, to me, I accomplished what I set out to do as far as contractual, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I did the songs, I was obligated, and I got a hit out of it. Sugar Hill was a fucking hit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You gotta understand, my shit was popping before a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I mean? So it was like, I don't care what you say now. Don't mean nothing to me. Right. I'm Sugar Hill Live. It's on the radio every day all day. Right. I'm chilling.
I wanted
to. So it's okay at that point. Right. It was like, all right, I'm good.
Word.
Felt good at that time.
Did you accomplish what you wanted artistically? I know you contractually you got it. Artistically though.
I think learning the format of making albums, I feel like I mastered that. And now it's on from here. You get it? Right? Because it's like, I got a few verses. You gotta make an album. That's 12 songs, 3 verses per song. Oh shit, I only got a few verses. What the fuck? Now I got to lock in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I did it and got a hit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, shit, I'm a little nice. I'm a little nice now. Okay, I'm nice now.
Was that challenging? Learning the transition from verses to actually creating full records?
My brain worked different. It's like just something I got to do. Like, I'm a type that just switch into mold. Like, whatever it is mold. Mm. So I just got in that mold and it worked. Well,
I would have liked to have heard you on so many more projects.
Like what? What you mean by that?
Like Raekwon's first, like Only Built for Cuban Links. Like I think about the people at that time who would have reached out to you for a collab.
Right.
And how amazing those records would have come out.
Right.
Purple Tape.
Yeah, like.
Well, they got who they wanted on there. I knew Ray, but we were both working on albums. So he got who we wanted on there.
Yeah. Nobody invited. You didn't get invites to.
Me and Ray did something on one of my records, the Do or Die remix. I think I'm sure, but no. Yeah.
Hey, are you a recluse?
I probably might be. Yeah. I probably might be.
He's the reluctant.
What is that again, Lee? Paradox. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. That was a lot of words at one time.
Yeah, paradox. Yeah.
Wrapped inside of enigma, smothered in secret sauce. Because you don't, like,
I don't shit that worry, the average person don't worry me, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
that's why you still look like how you looked when you was 19?
I'm not trying I'm not trying to keep up in the mix. I'm not. Tough shit don't mean nothing to me. Mm-hmm. I like what I like. You know what I mean? Clothes, money, enjoying life.
There's a story behind that.
Yeah.
What is the story?
Get money.
That's why
there's nothing that you could conjure. That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's what I've been around. That's it.
Is it true, Big wanted you to be a part of the commission?
Is it true? I never heard of that.
We didn't get to the firm yet.
Whoa. No, we didn't even get
I didn't hear that.
Moving too fast.
You can say that. I didn't hear that, but yeah, let me know.
No, I mean, I think we'll get.
Yeah,
I mean,
like with the Dead President's video, all y'all was at the round table.
Right, yeah.
You, Smooth, Trig, Pop from the barbershop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Big was supposed to have made a situation.
Non-Cypher. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. That wasn't no commission. It was Jay video and we was invited.
Right.
If they had a commission talk, I ain't know nothing about it, but it was a video. I knew Jay. I guess him and Big knew each other from where they knew each other from. Me and Jay went to school before, I guess, he went to Western House. You know what I mean? Eli Whitney.
Eli Whitney.
He closed that down. And I guess he knew us all and invited us to the video.
Was y'all rapping back then in school?
Yeah. Bullshitting and playing,
Cardi and bullshit.
Cardi and
bullshit.
That's all I heard when you said it.
I think what Mav was getting at a little earlier was like, there's a foundation for everything, for what makes you the pieces of a man, right?
Right.
Those pieces of a man come from somewhere.
Yeah, right. I haven't got there yet. I don't know. I haven't got there yet.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Okay. That's not what I'm asking. What I'm saying is.
Is he like, now Cypher?
What's that?
I haven't got there yet, so I haven't got the answers for you.
What you just said? Okay. No, what I'm saying is that, like, that right there. But what I'm saying is there's something from the past that makes us who we are today, right? So in retrospect, right? So you grew up in a certain place, you grew up around certain people,
you
experience certain things
that
make you who you are today.
Right.
So our questions are more so based around like what makes AZ who he is right now from where he came from.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So we know you're from Brooklyn.
Right.
And what was happening at the time that even made you want to even start rapping?
Like that was a natural vibe for me. Like, I guess somebody drawing, that's natural, but been around a lot of violence, man.
Mm.
Why would I want to go from there, get into music, and then get back into violence? It don't make sense to me personally,
Right.
So there was something in you that was like, yo, I need to get away from this.
Facts.
I need to find something else that would make
better. No, actually, I was just rapping, bro. I wasn't thinking about none of that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I don't supposed to be here. In reality, like, who thought, when we was young, we thinking about not making it past 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have all these glorious plans and ideas and what's the secret. So nah, it's like, yo, I'm moving and I'm going where they take me and trying to get in where I fit in. And then found my niche and capitalized off it.
Right. Bang, bang.
Mm.
That's it.
Got you.
Honestly.
What I think gets me, what I think a lot of people are going to take from this interview is the way that you live out these rules that a lot of people claim to live by.
Right.
Stay low, get money, get it. I'm staying out the way, I'm staying out of trouble, I'm just going to get to the bread, blah, 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 blah. Like, not here for the drama, blah.
Right.
We mostly hear people saying that as they're drawing attention to themselves, creating drama.
Right.
Why don't y'all leave me? Why you keep looking? Why you got my name in your mouth? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, yo, I thought you wanted to be quiet. I just thought you wanted to just get to the money and not, why you making announcements? I'm signing off. I got to go for a while. I can't fuck with you. Yo, why'd you just leave?
Right.
You're just making announcements that you leave, light a whole flare gun in the air. Yo, I'm leaving. I thought you was just going to bounce. And you're doing that. You're right. Like, right. Oh, this whole interview speaks to you just being in that place all the time.
Right.
Right.
What gets me is that this attitude is almost
non-existent.
Non-existent for a reason. Mm. Because most artists can't survive without drawing attention to themselves. Mm. In some way, shape, form, or fashion. Not even saying like all attention is, but as an artist, any publicist is going to tell you, yo, we got to get you out here. We got to get you seen.
Jump out the window, do this, do that. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost a necessity, though. It's, it's not even an evil. No, it's almost like a necessity.
I wouldn't say jump out the window. I think, you know, people become more interested, fans specifically, become more interested in the making of what makes up this person, what made this person someone that I paid so much attention to.
Right.
So personality.
They look for stories. They look for...
And not to cut you off. Sometimes I feel like I don't have one, right? Like, you know, even though we all possess...
You don't have one that you could tell.
Right. Like, you know, I don't have an entertaining personality. Like, make you laugh. Let me do all this. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that comes from...
I think I'm like a fucking sniper. I don't know.
Right, James Bond.
If I wasn't doing this, I'd be a sniper. Grow up. Like, I sit and just lay for my prey forever. You know what I mean? I got that mindset, honestly.
Right, right.
Keep 100, I do.
Right.
Yeah. My eye on the target is on the target.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But that comes from being in an environment where, all right, somebody that... been through Vietnam wouldn't give a fuck about the little beef on the block.
Facts.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm. Facts.
They're like, thinking, what? I see niggas' body parts get tossed through the air, bombs dropping. Nigga, like, y'all niggas fighting?
This is
cool. Somebody pull out a knife? Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's those pieces that people kind of like, okay, what happened?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like how they study shit. They'd be like, yo, what happened? What was that side like that made you look at everything else like this? Well, if you could pick out a
question,
moment.
You're just talking. I don't know. Y'all trying to mind fuck me. I don't know what's going on.
Not at all.
Like, we focus on that. I don't know. You all to that. To the music. I don't know.
No,
what makes you think like this? I explained it. There's no thought process.
Right.
Honestly, it's really not. Really? So it's like you're pulling something that I don't know where you're pulling from. Like there's no...
Because it's hard to believe.
It's a fact.
I believe
you. 100%
fact. I believe
you. It's a
fact. Right.
It's not coming from nowhere. It's just...
Right. It is what it is.
We believe you. We're just not used to it. We're just not used to it.
Okay, so tell me what y'all are used to. So I can get an understanding. Cause,
closer
it's not, it's not, listen, hold on, keep 100.
No,
it's not like I sit around, I watch all the shit, and I'm studying Nick. I don't do that.
No,
right.
Right, so I don't know, like, what's going on with this podcast. My people send me shit, I don't lock into it. I try, the social media, I'm like this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A rare breed. Is something wrong with that? I'm confused, right?
No, I'm not
caught up in what's going on like that.
Hey, let me say it this way.
Right.
Let me say it this way. We're having the exact same, I won't say struggle or difficulties.
Right.
But it's dawning on us that you are the way you are.
Right.
When I say we're not used to it, in the same sentence you say you're a rare breed,
right.
We're acknowledging that and it's kind of like, wow, shit, he really is. Well, how exactly do we talk to somebody who doesn't have...
Right. I'm not a fucking retard. You talk. But where y'all trying to go, it don't add up.
No, so like, right. it's just
right.
Like I said earlier, it's just understanding who AZ is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we look at you, and me personally, I look at you as somebody like, yo, this man survived so many years in the game.
Facts.
And there's so much mystique around him. But that mystique comes from somewhere. He became who he is.
But I always been like
from
this.
Somewhere.
Can we agree?
Right, but remember, we don't know you personally.
You don't gotta know me, but you know for me being in the game, I always been
smooth operator.
From day one.
Right.
No drama. You know what I mean? Humble. Brooklyn.
All right, so let's get back to the music.
I think you consciously steer clear of a lot of the things.
That's it.
Super rare that you can even, that life even affords you that luxury sometimes. Because we all get pulled in. All of us.
In what aspect, though, when you say that? Pulled in, well, I know everybody get that mad for his shit, right? You said Fox and...
Fox, you know, but it
he like
it
he
be.
Like dancing on the dance floor. It's
just something I like, okay, all right, cool. You came into this 18, 19. Like, so what, you ain't exposed to this shit.
Yeah, got
it. All right, so let's fast forward about 10, 15 years later. There's social media, there's all this shit. Right. And then here I come. Mm. I've been around probably about, almost 20 years now, through battle rap or whatever the fuck I was doing at the time. I just learned, like, okay, all right, cool. This is...
But all your shit was
publicized. People will tell your story if you don't tell your own story. So I just learned, like, okay, here's a little bits and pieces here, this, that, and the third, that, I don't know, we run this show. I know people going to say stuff on it that everybody ain't going to agree with. It is what it is.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? But when it comes to, like, pulling information or meeting a legend like yourself.
Right.
Everybody wants to know. Because this is like the, you know, motherfuckers come on this platform and they kind of, like, give their life story.
What? No, but to sell records? No way. You want me to give my life story to sell some records? Get the fuck out of the fuck. This was open already?
No, that wasn't open.
You want me to do that to sell records?
Not even that. Just give us the history. Give us like, yo,
you got a cool fan base. You have a grassroots fan base, bro.
Listen, just trying to survive, bro. Like,
and you still make
anything,
music.
Anything else, sometimes, I'm not even say that. Y'all give
you
me caught up.
You should probably say that.
No, meaning, listen, she get you in trouble some shit, right?
Right.
When it's real shit.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
One of the main things we do here is we document, we bring the legends in here, people right. that we all respect, people who right. we all like feel are under-acknowledged, regardless right. of how they feel.
Right.
We feel like culturally, these people deserve more eyes, deserve more praise, deserve more roses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we feel like Math always says, you tell your story so somebody else don't.
Right.
And
we don't
leave it to, yo, you just making some shit up about AZ, you wasn't there, you don't know. So when we sit them in the chair, when anybody comes to the chair, it's like, here's a prime opportunity
for us
to put it all on the record about this guy who we feel deserves
way
more respect than he gets. Even though he's highly respected, we feel like, nah, y'all not.
It's like you seeing an artist.
Right.
It's okay, I heard a son. And one day you run into him at the studio.
Right.
And y'all smoke a blunt together and just talk about regular shit.
Right.
And come off with a different understanding, different appreciation. Like, nah, homie, all right, he cool. I'll fuck with him. You know what I mean? These interviews are like the fans' chance to smoke the blunt with you.
Right.
And be like, oh, yeah. It's a little inside peek. Like, what was it like when DR Period was trying to make you and Nas go against each other? You know what I'm saying? What was the
DR came up and said
that. DR came up and told that whole story.
I found out when y'all found out he was doing that. He was telling me something and telling Nas something. That was fly.
Right.
That was a good one.
Right.
That was nice though. That's a classic.
That's a classic.
Album, yeah. Facts.
What was that? First of all, we were always guaranteed the Nas and AZ collab.
Right.
Every album that y'all was dropping, that's what was kind of like mandatory.
Even collab album or just on? Oh, you're saying a song on the album?
Right. Song on the album. It was always expected that y'all would have some sort of collab.
Right.
What were those sessions like?
Two brothers just trying to represent to the fullest. That's it. Pen game and represent. Mm. That's it.
Did you ever hear him and go back? Like, I gotta, this one's not.
No. He didn't.
I believe you.
yo, motherfucker want me to make a story up. This shit the greatest shit ever. No, we just, yo.
It's what I would expect somebody who's as nice as you are to say. I just didn't. I'm just waiting. The answer just tickled.
What say, so say you said Nas going, nah, we didn't go back. We did what we did. We spit. We, if we want to spit it over, we spit it over, and that's it.
Yeah. Mm. See, we don't get. Yeah. A, I think today, if you were really to come outside, you'd be like a bull in a china shop. Like, I don't think people can understand you at all.
Yo, this is weird, too, man. What the fuck y'all want me to do, man? This is crazy.
We want the juice!
There's no fucking juice! Yo, this is A, chill, out the way, taking it easy. Love music. Love hip-hop to death. It raised us all. That's it. Mm. That's it, man.
Okay, so let's
talk. Just go straight. Straight questions.
Let's talk.
You
going to
get straight
hip-hop
answers?
Yeah. Straight let's questions. Talk. Let's talk hip-hop. Y'all
was the firm created to combat other rap crews?
Not at all. The firm was created because me and Nas wanted to create something. I guess there was other crews coming together. And we always wanted to do something and wanted to make it bigger than just me and him. Fox was there. I knew Fox. He knew Mega. Let's try something new. Mm. That's it.
When Mega couldn't be part of the group, how did that situation go? Was that a group vote?
No, that wasn't a group vote. That was business to me. I think Mega was signed to who? Who Mega? I know Nature was signed to
Trackmasters,
right. And I think Mega went with Chris Lighty. I think it was like conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. I stayed out the way. Where's my check? Let's get it done. I'm giving it to you all. This is me. Right, so yeah. Where's the check? How can we figure it out?
Right. So now you guys pick up Nature.
Yeah.
You had to finish that album.
Yeah.
What was it like working on that? Like
Dr. Dre, like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting for me.
Did Dre make you spit your verse 50 times like he does everybody
nah,
else?
He did. Yo, that's what I'm saying. Nah, we was in there, we had to perform at a high level. So when we going in there, if we doing it once or twice, that was it. Like, we going in there already, like, ah, all right, bring it down. All right, bring it down. All right, cool.
Boom. Mm.
It was nice.
Who came up with the concept of a phone tap?
I think that was me. I think it was me. I think it was me. Nah, I'm honest, because we was doing it, and I guess Nas did the hook. I was like, yo, make that like on the phone shit, and yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Why are we sitting here not clapping for that, man? I said,
Nah, because they want to hear some other shit, man. Y'all want to hear something else.
That's fire. That's
what I'm doing. Y'all want to hear some other shit.
Come on, son. That's
the right creative there. Side of it was like, that. Yeah, that shit was
you hell. Think, you got to think about it, like, for us hearing those records right, at that right, time,
right.
We sitting there like, I'm a producer, he's an artist, he's a journalist, he's right, a right. rapper, he's a street nigga, whatever.
Right,
so
right,
we
right.
listen to the records and we like, y'all wonder what it was like when they was all in the fucking studio recording this shit.
But right. then you got to think about me that never do interviews. So like, y'all trying to pull shit out. I'm like.
Well, we're really just
right? Which is cool, yeah. And I like it, right?
No, I don't do it. I knew it was going to be like this.
Oh, shit. I'm done now, God.
Nah. Because you know my mandatory phone call. It was like 5 minutes. He was like, all right, yeah, so I'll see you later. I was like. Alright. So we do. So it's gonna be like this. Yeah.
Why do we never get another Firm album? And can we get another
it was,
Firm
it was
album?
Too much cooks in the kitchen, I think. And nah, it was a lot of I guess with the Nature and Cole Mega shit was egos. Nas hit the moon. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, I will not go back to that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was you know, they didn't do all that, the money.
But financially,
it didn't really
pan out.
Right. I mean, but if you want to do it creative-wise, it'd be nice to do it, but it's a business, right? It's a music business.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you guys would, most times when we don't get another album right. from somebody, it's because the crew fell out. Because somebody got mad at somebody else. Over
they was mad at each other for a minute. You heard the records. You know what I mean?
They was mad
for a minute, yeah.
But everybody pieced it up now. Like, I see Nas supporting Mega's album and...
30 years later, don't repeat. What are you doing now? 30 years later, right? What are we doing now?
What do you mean?
You saying do a Firm album now?
Why not? Did your pen go somewhere?
No, it ain't about that. It's about that. No, I'm going to get to it.
Nas knocking at these Magic projects left, right, and center. Mega just put out a project.
You think it's a fan base for that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, for real though.
Come on, I'm going to start dialoguing with y'all one-on-one. Pull something out.
What y'all talking about? If I could A&R some shit, I would make you and Ray do an album right now.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be crazy to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the culture.
Yeah, if we're talking about, like, if your concern is that there are no fans that are interested in hearing it.
Nah, you are
greatly mistaken. There are so many of us who would jump out the window to hear things like
that. Y'all would shut down Madison Square Ball. Y'all shut all that shit down. Y'all all came out on stage together. Right.
Yeah, man. That'll be crazy. I think the verses was real revealing.
Proof of that.
And I said during the pandemic, I said, when this whole shit is over, these things is going to be in Madison Square Garden.
That's exactly
right. And that came to fruition.
Who did the garden?
The Locks. Joe.
The Locks.
Oh, yeah.
Joe
and
Ja Rule and the Locks and Dipset. For sure.
Sold it out.
Yeah.
Word.
Which, again, is your class. So the audience is there, bro.
Right.
Y'all, like the nicest that we've had and one of the best eras that we've seen from the genre of music that we all love, getting you guys to like come, your belief that people are not here for you is frustrating to us fans who can't, who just want you to not go away. Mm-hmm. And rock music doesn't have this problem. A Rolling Stones fan still has a Mick Jagger project to look forward to. Right. We're the only ones begging for y'all. Yo, come on.
Yeah, how do you feel about ageism in hip hop?
The way music changing now, you're right, it shouldn't be no age to it, right? But who am I to call that shot? But it's a war going on now with the young cats and the older OGs.
Right, because it's a
detachment. This is hip hop though, it's not rock. So hip hop is a different mindset. It's a different monster, right?
It's not the same music. But mindset wise, we've been told that this is how it is.
You know, this is a music business, right? People are doing this to sell records. We're not doing this to have fun.
Mm-hmm. We can't sell records.
So if you can't project a certain type of number, like, yo, we're gonna sell this, but we're going to do this. They got a plan for that. It don't make sense just to do it. Like, we're going on tour. Like, this is a possibility. We can sell these many records, merch. You got to have, you know what I mean? It's time invested and it's money invested that you got to recoup. Even if it's coming from my pockets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything that sounds undoable to me. Okay. Like, not in the slightest.
Yeah, just the fact that Nas and Wu-Tang is on tour lets me know that there's a market for AZ and Raekwon.
It's a classics. They performing classics. People want to see that. We talking about new music.
Right.
The difference.
Nas, you got classics.
Why do you say that?
The new music, you got to get out there. The classics is out there, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to bring in the audience. It's going to sell out because they want to hear the classics. Mm-hmm. New music, got to get it out there.
Which is music is more accessible now than it's ever been. Literally an upload button.
Right.
There's no getting out from under this AI.
No, I'm cool. Listen. It don't mean nothing to me. If we're going to do it, we'll do it. But I'm not brain tussling with nothing. Right. I'm not doing it, bro. That's just not my thing to be brain tussling. Like.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody else got everybody in the room,
it'll make sense. I'm on it.
Mm. All right, so to the super producers who we've had in these chairs, you heard the man. If y'all put it together, if you build it, he will pull up.
Then yeah, but it ain't just me, right?
Right.
Other artists.
Well, that is other artists, yeah. Well, everybody got to be on the same page. Mm-hmm.
But that's a conversation. We can't talk about selling records that we don't make. You got to make the project. Somebody's got to do something with it. And depending on what the music dictates the path forward. Now, if everybody's on the same page and everybody's down to put something out that's fly, and we get a bunch of competitive dudes in the same room whose pen games are all elite, we can't lose. We can't lose.
Sound like a good coach, man. Where's the numbers at? We want to see the numbers. Fuck all that. Sound good. How you going to make this money back? Fuck all that. It sound good, and I'm with you. I'm just always about...
Say you're a good coach. That's crazy.
I'm about the businesses. You know what I mean? Like, how we going to eat, how this going to get bust down. That's with everything.
Right.
How we eating, man.
Did
like,
you ever
that's
think
the
about taking a CEO position?
I could do that. I'm learning now with my own shit. I could do that.
Right.
Taking on another artist?
I'm definitely doing that. Now, yeah, it's time for that. Yeah. I got to hang my boots up. It's time for that.
Whoa.
It's
whoa.
Over, man.
You got a what?
Come on, man. This guy, what's up, man?
Yo, man. Yo, Mecca's a fan, my
nigga. No, which is cool, but we got to deal with the reality of this whole shit. The game is separated. You got the young cats doing what they do. The older cats doing what they do. The market is here. These people locked and torn shit down. Everybody buying catalogs. This shit is a zoo, man. What the fuck you talking about? Let's just make an album and play games. We got families and all type of shit. Like, shit. We got to take care of our family. We got to do shit.
Right.
Nah, we ain't got time to play no game. Nah, we're not playing no games.
You got to make sense.
That you got your eyes on? That you listen to?
I got a few, yeah. I got a few.
You're not going to tell us who.
I got to bring them to the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, right?
No. There's a lot of collab albums going on.
Right.
Who do you have in mind?
Collab album for me?
Yeah.
They don't think I'm playing. I ain't think about that yet. I don't know.
You didn't?
No.
No, not at all.
I don't spend my days thinking about stuff like this.
What do you think about, though?
I don't spend my days thinking about
stuff. What do you think
about? How could I get a regular album on, right?
Oh, yeah, my man, peace out. Yes. I do records with a few cats. You said a collab album. I haven't thought about it. Yeah. I'm trying to get my shit back in the mix. You know what I mean? Right. And then we can go there. So I'm focusing on my album coming out December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I had to focus on Do or Die 2 to make it, you know, do what it do. Then
what's
I can think
name
about that.
Album?
Once I get in mold, then I could start thinking all these glorious ideas and, you know what I mean?
Right.
Gotta make sure the foundation is set first.
Of course, but y'all know that already. Y'all just want to hear me say it.
That's it.
What's the name of the album, eh?
Truth Be Told.
I think the foundation is set.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah, I told
and it's
you.
Cool. And I appreciate it.
I mean, I
But when you speak like this, gotta have the stats, right? Mm-hmm. Too. You gotta have it. Like, you gotta make sense. It can't just make sense. Artistic wise, and this would be a great album. You're not talking no paper though. You're not talking finance. You're not talking about all right. This y'all can tour here. Yo, this could happen. Merch, this can go down. We can get sponsorship. Like, you gotta talk that to motivate certain people. You gotta talk that. You can't just talk. Let's do an album.
All of that comes to the table once all interested parties express interest in getting it popping. That's what you do. Just on the language you just used.
Right.
Let's just say sponsorship. I go to somebody, I go, yo, I have AZ, Cormega, Foxy Brown, and Nas ready to make a project right now. What are we talking about? Give me numbers to go back to them. I got it right now. And they all signed letters of interest. They're all down. Everybody's down.
So if you think all that makes sense, you don't think Nas can do that right now? If that really makes sense.
Say it again?
If that makes sense, what you're saying, you think Nas can't just do that right now? In the position he in?
Sure he could. Mm. Does he know that y'all are interested? I don't know. I don't know what the conversations are, but you're asking me like...
It have to be a conversation. You can know when it's about paper. We about that business. He know that. He know. We don't got to do that. You know me. I know you. He know everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that, okay, so I see what you're saying.
And if it made sense, not just to him, to a lot of people, they'd be trying to galvanize it, right?
If they think y'all are down, if they think you're down, if they think it's going to be a lot of headache and a lot of pulling you to, like, to get you to do something, then they'll just say they don't want it and they'll leave it alone.